15.
Thank you, Matt. This is BBC Radio 4, where now it's time for the shipping bulletin issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 today, Monday the 21st of April. There are warnings of gales in Bailey. The general synopsis at midnight. Low 150 miles west of Rockall, 988, moving slowly away northwestwards. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, Northern, South Utsira. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southeasterly 3 to 5 in West Viking. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Southern South Utsira, easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. 40s Cromarty, 4th Tyne. Southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain for a time. Fog patches in 40s, moderate or good. Occasionally very poor in 40s and poor elsewhere. Dogger. Variable 2 to 4, rain later, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fisher, east or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor. German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland. Variable 2 to 4, becoming west or southwest 3 to 5 in Dover, White and Portland. Showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Plymouth, west or northwest 3 to 5, backing southwest 3 later. Rain then showers, good, occasionally moderate. Biscay, southeast Fitzroy. Westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Rain then showers, good, occasionally moderate. Northwest Fitzroy, Sole. Northwesterly 3 to 5, backing southwesterly 4 to 6. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Cyclonic, becoming west or southwest 3 to 5. Occasionally 6 in Lundy. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon. West backing southwest 4 to 6. Showers then rain, good, occasionally poor later. Rockall, Malin. Cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming southwest 3 to 5 for a time. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, east 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, easterly 6 to gale 8, becoming variable 2 to 4 in the south. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, cyclonic 3 to 5, showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Faroes, northeasterly 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 in the southeast. Occasional rain, moderate or good. And southeast Iceland, northeasterly 5 to 7, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, southeast 4, recent rain, 15 miles, 1004, falling slowly. Stornoway, east by north 3, recent rain, 11 miles, 1005, falling slowly. Lerwick, south-southwest 3, 14 miles, 1009, steady. Lucas, east-southeast 3, 11 miles, 1007, now rising. Bridlington, southeast by east 3, 1008, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west-northwest 1, 1000 metres, 1007. Jersey, northwest by west 2, mist, 2 miles, 1007, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west 3, 2 miles, 1007. Scilly Automatic, southwest 3, 8 miles, 1007, steady. Valentia, west by south 2, recent rain, 12 miles, 1006, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, northeast by north 1, recent rain, 7 miles, 1005, falling slowly. Malin Head, south-southeast 3, 19 miles, 1003, falling slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation. A generally slack pressure pattern will cover the United Kingdom during the next 24 hours, bringing mostly only light or moderate breezes, although a locally strong westerly wind will affect the Bristol Channel during the afternoon. Most areas will have an interval of rain as Atlantic fronts move across from the west. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 or 3 in Murray Firth in the northwest. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. From Rattray Head to Berwick upon Tweed. Easterly or southeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first in the north, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain later, good, becoming moderate or poor later. From Berwick upon Tweed to Whitby. Southeast 3 or 4, veering west or southwest 2 to 4 later. Rain for a time later. Good, becoming moderate or poor for a time later. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point. East or southeast, veering southwest later 2 to 4. Rain for a time later. Good, becoming moderate or poor for a time later. From Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Easterly 2 or 3, becoming variable 3 or less, becoming westerly 2 to 4 later. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Northumberland to Selsey-Bill. Variable 3 or less, becoming westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5. Showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis. Variable 3 or less, becoming west or southwest 3 to 5, veering northwest 3 or 4 later. Occasional rain, becoming fair later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable 2 to 4, becoming west or northwest 3 to 5, backing southwest 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain, then showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Westerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, veering westerly or northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in the east, backing southwesterly 3 or 4 later. Occasional rain, then mainly fair, good, occasionally poor at first. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. South veering west or southwest 2 to 4, rain for a time at first, then showers later. Good, occasionally poor at first. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. East or southeast 3 to 5, veering west or southwest 2 to 4. Occasional rain, then showers later. Good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. The Isle of Man. South 3 or 4, veering west or southwest 2 to 4. Rain or drizzle, then fair. Good, occasionally poor at first. From Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Southeast, becoming variable 2 to 4. Occasional rain, then showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. From the Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Easterly or southeasterly, veering southerly or southwesterly, then westerly for a time later, 2 to 4. Occasional rain, then showers. Good, occasionally poor. From the Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. East or southeast 3 to 5, veering south 2 to 4, then veering west or southwest for a time later. Occasional rain, then showers later. Moderate or good. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southeast 3 to 5, veering southwest 3 or 4 later. Rain at times, moderate or good. And finally, the Shetland Isles. South backing southeast 3 to 5, mainly fair, then showers. Moderate or good. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin. Now it's time for Prayer for the Day with the Right Reverend David Walker, the Bishop of Manchester.
Good morning. Chocolate, as a drink, is first recorded among the peoples of the Central American rainforests around 1500 years ago. The Aztecs believed it had aphrodisiac powers, which has put a rather different spin on its association with bedtime than we do today. Yet it wasn't until 1847, in England, that Joseph Fry came up with the notion of combining cocoa powder with cocoa butter, adding sugar to thereby create the chocolate bar. I suspect that many of us have been enjoying this innovation over these last 24 hours, not least in the form of Easter eggs. Some of us may now be regretting an overindulgence. A few years back, I was experimenting with the relationship between prayer and our physical senses. To explore taste, I decided to ask groups of people to pray while slowly allowing a piece of chocolate to dissolve in their mouths. One day, I badly underestimated how much I needed and had to hastily source extra supplies. My group ended up with a mixture of milk, plain and orange flavours. To my surprise, I discovered that the sweeter the chocolate, the more joyful the prayers that participants recorded. The fruit version seemed to particularly encourage prayers for creation. I rather warmed to the discovery that on a day of penitence I might aid my prayers with a dark bitter chocolate. Conversely, for a feast day, I could opt for a sweeter product. Today, being Easter Monday, falls firmly in that latter category. And so I pray. God, you give us taste and smell through which to enjoy the foods of the earth. Help me this day to enrich my prayers to the application of my senses. Amen.
Prayer for the Day with the Right Reverend David Walker, the Bishop of Manchester. This is BBC Radio 4, where now it's time for Farming Today, which is on location at the spiritual home of UK salad growing.
Beautiful, aren't they? And they're only a few of the thousands that reach our homes every week from the Lee Valley, a sea of glass 10 miles long and 8 miles wide, which provides a livelihood for over 500 growers and 6,000 regular workers. 1,000 acres of shining rooftops, a third of all England's glass houses, are here. It's not hard to understand how the industry grew from its small beginning 60 years ago to the position it holds in the markets of today.
Well, good morning and welcome to a special Easter Monday edition of Farming Today. I'm Howard Shannon, and 65 years on from that film, I'm at Lee Valley on the Hertfordshire-Essex border, about 20 miles north of London. Inside the sea of glass houses in front of me, some new, some semi-derelict dating back to the 1960s, are where